Lively Stone's Meditations for Saturday, 26th February 2022. A report on yesterday's gathering. Our gatherings have been a little erratic of late, what with the work being done in Dove Cottage, as well as various illness, stresses, and a dash of confusion too, no doubt. However, through it all came the message of hope, particularly welcome considering the Ukraine invasion. Indeed, had we met on Tuesday as planned, we would not have come together to pray until next week. The Lord met us in our meeting, and over again the Holy Spirit message was unmistakably one of hope. A lot of what was shared centred around the invasion of Ukraine, quite naturally, on the 24th. But David Wilkerson's devotional in his book, God is Faithful, was entitled, We Are Not Without Hope, which says, We who know Christ's righteousness are not to live as those who are without hope. We have been blessed with both the love and the fear of God, and his will for us in the darkest, most terrible times is to obtain his joy and gladness. Even as we see judgment falling around us, we are to sing, shout, and rejoice, not because judgment has come, but in spite of it. In Isaiah 51, verse 10, God reminds his people, I made the depths of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over. The next verse begins with the word so, meaning in light of what I have just said. God was telling his people, in effect, I am still the Lord, the Ancient of Days, the worker of miracles, and my arm is still strong to deliver you. What does God want to get across to us in light of this truth? He says it all in one verse, Isaiah 51, verse 11. So the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. In other words, I'm going to have a people who return to me with trust, faith, and confidence. They will take their eyes off the conditions surrounding them and get back their song of joy, with everlasting joy on their heads. The joy that God's people experience will not be just for a Sunday morning or a week or a month. It will last through the years, through hard times, even to the very end. They shall obtain joy and gladness. God looked down through the ages and said, I am going to have a people who will obtain joy. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This does not mean all our suffering will end. It means our trust in our faithful Lord will put us above every pain and trial. With these truths in mind, nothing should be able to rob us of our joy in Christ. David Wilkerson from God is Faithful. A Holy Promise. Oswald Chambers on Hope. In doubt, hope in God. Darkness is not synonymous with sin. If there is darkness spiritually, it is much more likely to be the shade of God's hand than darkness on account of sin. It may be the threshold of a new revelation coming through a big break in personal experience. Before the dawn, there is desolation, but wait, the dawn will merge into glorious day. From He shall glorify me.